That's the Shemiz Boch. We begin Perek HaMisha Asa, the 15th chapter in the Rambam, Selchus Gezeil Vaved, and the laws of that which was robbed, and the second half, which we're in right now, and the lost objects in the Sefer Nezikin Book of Damages. So in this Perek, we discuss regarding a found object that's not technically considered an Aveda, a lost object. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding depends if it's placed down or if it looks like it fell. So Kol HaMitzeh Aveda, whoever finds a lost object, Ben Sheyesh Basimen, Ben Sheim Basimen, whether it has an identifying feature or it doesn't have an identifying feature, if you find it that looks like it was placed down, you're not allowed to touch it. Maybe the owner's placed it down as it looks like it is, until they're going to come back to it. Then if you're going to go and take it while you're dove shame by simon, and let's say it was someone that didn't have a simon, he actively goes and is destroying the other person's monies, because it doesn't have an identifying feature for to return it to him, and it doesn't have to put it back because the guy already made it come and seen it's not there, and he's like, okay, there's no way for me getting this. Now, and even if it's something that has an identifying feature, so you're making them go through the effort to go try it or find it, well, I'll say some money to go give it a sign. So the fikr, therefore, it's forbidden for the person to touch it, only if he finds it that looks like it fell. And even if a person's not sure and doesn't know, was it lost? Was it placed over here? A person should not touch it. Now, if he violates this law and he does take it, it's forbidden to go and put it back, but it's not going to help. And therefore, if it's somebody that does not have a simon, so the one who finds it merits in it, and he doesn't have to return it. Halacha base. Now, regarding anything that does have a simon, whether it was placed over there where if someone violated it and took it, or whether it fell, which then you have an obligation to take it, whether you're in private domain or public domain, you have to call it up because the guy could go ahead and claim it with his simon. Now the Rambam explains, what does it mean, a found object that's not lost? What does it mean that it was placed over there? Kugain doesn't mean only something that's like falls out. It's anything that could be categorized that is not really lost. Let's say you see a donkey or a cow randomly just grazing in pasture during the daytime. Or you find a covered vessel in the garbage. You shouldn't touch it, because it says in the pasuk nidachim that it's gone astray baderech on the road. And here it's not astray. It's very normal for a person to let his animal just go out and graze, even though you don't see the owner right there. If you see the donkey and its vessels turned upside down, or a photo, you find the cow that's running in the vineyards where obviously it could get injured and it could harm the vineyard, and most definitely that's not with the owner's awareness. A clean magulabashbo, or the vessel is uncovered in the garbage. That's a lost object. When then you take it and you call it out, then he brings his simon and he gets it. Halacha gimel. Let's say you see a donkey or a cow roim ba'afar, they're grazing in the marsh, kedarkom, like they normally do, but it's balayla, it's a naita. So that's going to be considered as a lost object because people don't usually let their animals go out and grazing 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's say it's b'fnei sayayim, but let's say it's like by twilight, or by dawn, which is when it's turning to be either more the night or morning. So imro isam, if he sees this, shleishiyam zechazeh, 3 consecutive days, okay, that's already, that if it happens once, fine, but 3 days in a row, harizaveda, then that's considered a lost object, but little markers, and you take it and you call it out. Now, ra potter rotza b'dech, let's say you see a cow running on the road. So it depends. Impanel klapeir, if its face is towards the city, so obviously it's running back to its owner, and therefore, ainzo aveda, that's not considered a lost object. But klapeir sod, if it's running towards the fields, obviously it's running from its owner, and therefore, harizaveda is considered a lost object, and then one has an obligation to go ahead and take it and call it out to return it to the owner. Halacha dal, b'tzar roi ben akramim. Let's say he finds the animal grazing in the vineyards. So then chayim lahachza, then you have to return it, and that's the reason is mishum avedas hakarka, where because of the loss of the property, where it's going to eat the branches, going to ruin the vineyard, the animal is not lost because it's just grazing pleasantly, but it's actually a loss of the land. The vikach there from hoya akram shel goy, therefore the vineyard was owned by a gentile. In avedas, not considered a lost object. Vein lachem lahachza, you don't have the obligation to return to a goy. And therefore, then there's no obligation to return the animal because the animal's not lost and there's no obligation on the land. Now, but let's say it's considered that the Gentile might take out his shotgun and kill the animal when he finds it, because it's ruining his vineyard, then that is aveda. Then obviously, then the animal is a lost object. And he tells, take it, and he calls it out. if he finds a cow in the public domain. So if it's beyond the Shabbos boundary, 2,000 amos beyond the city limits, so that's considered lost, and the chayav has to return it. Unless he was grazing amongst the grasses, I trust the or was in the barn. Even if it's not well protected, but it's not totally lost. So then but you don't touch it. It's not considered a lost object. Matzatalis, let's say he finds a cloak or cardam or hatchet beside a gadar on the side of the wall of the fence, where workers usually leave their stuff over there. Sorry, it's ligament, you don't touch it. But if it's Misrati, if it's on the highway, then you take it and you call it out because people don't usually leave their stuff there on the highway, and for sure that's a lost object. Anything like similar to this categorization. Let's say he finds a dove. That these birds are tied with their wings. Now, everyone ties the birds like that, and therefore that knot, that tie, is not a sign. And they're jumping behind the fence. Behind the wooden fence, or amongst the paths in the fields. Shouldn't touch them. Maybe the owners left them over there. Then they tell them, you're going to take it, then you're going to keep it, because there's no simon, because that knot is not a simon, and you're not going to return to the owner. So you leave it over there. Because even if it's a suffix, we said you leave it. If it's suffix inoach. Now, now, if it was tied with a knot, which is an identifying feature, because not everyone ties like that, then you have an obligation to call it out. Let's say you found them that they're stationary in their place. They're not jumping around. Because let's say their feet were tied. So then, also, then you also have to call it out because the place where they are could be an identifying feature. Because if it's jumping around, so the makam is not a simon and it has no other simon. But here, the makam could be a simon itself because they're not jumping, and therefore, then you go ahead and you call it out. Halacha Zayin. Matzaba ashba kli mechusa. Let's say you find in the garbage dump a covered vessel, which for sure the owner put it over there. Harizu leigibah, but you don't touch it. Kamishman, like we already explained this in Halacha Aleph. Now, bim ashba she'in asui lisponasi. Let's say that garbage dump was one that doesn't usually get cleared out. It's just, that's where all the waste goes. So they changed their mind, they wanted to clear out that area. So although you found it covered, you have to go and take it and call it out, because when they're going to clear all the garbage, the vessel is going to be uncovered, and maybe someone who's not appropriate is going to take it and not return it. Let's say it was small vessels, could go and sack in like a knife, a shapud, and a spit, or things like that. Even if it was covered in a permanent garbage dump, which is not usually cleared out, you have to take it and call it out, because that's for sure a lost object, because you could presume that it was thrown out with the tablecloth, there was something very got lost over there with the waste matter without realizing, because it's so small, and therefore that is considered an aveda. Halacha Ches continues with, if it has a simon, but if it's, it could be trampled on. So matzapetis mufuzarin derech hanocha. Let's say you find scattered produce that it in the way that it looks like it was in an organized manner that was placed down over there. So ligamem, you don't touch it because it's obviously not lost. Derech nefila, but if it looks like that it fell because it was just scattered in an unorganized way. So hareim shalai. So the one that finds it could keep it because it does not have a sim, and then the owner therefore gave up hope, and you could tell that it's lost from him. So if someone finds small bundles, shall shibalim of stalks of grain, b'shusarabim in the public domain, where those type of bundles they roll around from place to place because the animals that are walking there kick it all around, so therefore even the makam cannot be a simon. So shadein bem simon, so they don't have a simon, where because if they did have a simon, you would have to call it out, even though it's a simon of asladars, as we're going to shortly say, but it does not have a simon. Let's say he found these round cake of figs, which was a real Talmudic classic, that generic that people made. Or let's say the loaves of bread from the bakery, which again, all the loaves are all the same. There's no simon. Or the strings of fish, which again, everyone did that. Or slices of meat, which everyone slices it the same way, with the same weight. Or shearings of wool that are coming from the countryside, which is before it was worked and made to a person's liking. So it's, again, it's all generic shearings of wool. Or vanisa poshna, bundles of flax. Or strings or tongues of purple wool. Sarei l'shalei, whoever finds this can keep it, because this is, first of all, tumar shusaram, shusayachad, and the place would be a simon. But the reason they shame him simon, these things don't have identifying features. Everyone does these like this. Now, if it has identifying feature, then you take it and you call it out. Because although it's a Mishas Ram and it's a simon that could be trampled on, doesn't make a difference. Hadei was simon that is considered an identifying feature as long as it was not trampled on, and the owner does not give up hope, and therefore you would have to call it out. Halacha Tes continues with what's known as a simon muvak, a distinctive identifying feature. In contrast to the previous halacha, which don't are not considered having simen, these are different. If you find loaves of bread from an individual homeowner, from a housewife, or shavings of wool that were purchased from the craft maker who takes it and makes a specific product out of it, or kadayin v'kadashem, or even jugs of wine and jugs of oil, these things chayv la'achas, you have to call it out, because shokol elu yeshlem simanim muvhakim, because all these things have distinctive features, where the for example, let's say by the jugs, the simon is the actual sealing of the with the clay around the opening. Now, but regarding that of the jugs of oil and wine, the imniftachu aitzar shalem, but if let's say it really came time to sell at the season of the selling of the wine and the oil, where many people are taking out their jugs to sell, so then actually, if it's niftachu aitzar shalem v'shal shemen of the where you already opened the sraz of the wine and the oil, hadel shalem, then the one that finds it could keep it, because va'afi shem reshumin, although that you already have this seal on it, which is different than just a generic jug, doesn't make a difference. Shekol akadus kachoy reshumis, because it's already the season. All the jugs there, everyone's opening and closing and sealing them. So it comes out that these jugs are kikikras hanachma, are essentially the same thing like the loaves of bread of the baker. Shesh tzurach is just one form for them all. U'mishkolech l'kum, they also have one weight for them all, because if not, then the weight would be an identifying feature, a distinctive feature, but it's not, they're all the same, therefore one could keep it. Halach Yud continues with this idea of that the actual place could be a simon. Matzah k'nichas b'shus hayachav, someone finds sheaves, small bundles in the private domain. So imtach nefila, if it looks like it fell, so one who finds it could keep it because there's no simon. And the makam is also not a simon because since it fell without the person's awareness, you could presume he doesn't know where it is to actually give the place as a simon. But if it looks like it was put down, well then chai v'harchus, then you have to call it out. Meaning if you took it. Initially we said you shouldn't take it. But if you did, then you have to call it out because av pishin lem simon always does not have intrinsically a sign. Hamakam simon, the place of where it is identifying feature. Av pishin the simon muvik, although it's not a distinctive feature in the object itself. Now matzah lumis, if you find large bundles, then bimishos yochem bimishos ram, whether in the private or the public domain, they're both neitel marcher, is going to go take it and call it out because since it's heavy and it's big, you could presume that he's going to know the place where it fell because although before we talk about only in mishos yochem, where even if you're going to say that the makom is going to be a simon, because derech hanocha, but not a reshus harabim. But if it's very heavy, even a reshus harabim, because it's not going to get kicked around by the animals, because it's very heavy, so it doesn't give up hope, because he knows the place where it was, even a reshus harabim, and then you have to take it and call it out. Halachid Aleph, regarding a sign that it's just because it's very different. For example, matzah eagle. If you find a round cake of figs, which we said that's very generic, but inside the cake of figs, you find inside a piece of earthenware. Or kikar, a loaf of bread, and there's money inside the loaf of bread. Or chatichas shabas, a piece of meat, but shumashun mechatichas, it's very different in how it's sliced. Or dug nashuch, a piece of fish that was bitten. Or anything similar like this. Halvias machine, there's something very different about it. If we have to call it out, because the owner only made this in this distinct way, even though intrinsically it's the same as everything else, but there's something in its form that's different, he did it that it should be a simon, and therefore he was not mayayish. Halachi Beis continues regarding finding peiris. So, matzah peiris mefuzan. If someone finds scattered produce, b'mokam agronus, in the place of the granary, which is meaning after the owner already took all the produce out, but now you find, you come there, it's deserted, you find some scattered peiris. So, it depends. If there was the measurement of a kav, b'toich arba amos, within the area of four amos, or in a larger area than that of more than four amos, then whoever finds it could keep it, because the owner is not going to be bothered to gather it together. It's too little in such a large area. Now, if it's scattered in an area less than dalet amos, then you shouldn't touch it. Maybe the owner left it over there and he's going to come back to get it because although it's not so much, but it's a very small area. It's not so hard to. Why would he lose that? Now, hayu kamei chatzi kav b'shtei amos, which sounds like the same thing, a kav and dalet amos. Half of that would be a half a kav and two amos. But the difference is depends what the variable is. If you're considering the area, so you're right. It's not so difficult to gather in an area of two amos in contrast to four amos. So maybe it wasn't nafkid. Problem is, if you're considering quantity, the quantity is also very insignificant, because even half of a kav, maybe it's not worth it for him to come back, even though it's a small area, but it's also a small amount. So to the opposite way, or two kav in eight amas. Also sounds the same thing, just doubled, but no, the area is very large and has a lot of effort, but the quantity is a lot more also. Or let's say another doubt is shahayu hakav. Let's say this kav was mishnah mishlesha, meaning from two or three types of species, where kamei tamarim, like dates or shumshim, and then sesame seeds are reminding of pomegranates. Now, what's significant about that is that each one has a different also twist on the variables, because dates and pomegranates are very large, so it's not hard to gather them. So because of that, you could say maybe the owner is not mafkrit in the kav ba'aba amas. But on the other hand, if you're considering regarding value, then that's so valuable. Maybe it's not going to come back for it because they're very cheap. On the other hand, sesame seeds are very significant. So it's worthy to come back because of the value, but it's also way more of a tircha because they're very small and hard to gather. So therefore, kol elu safek, all the cases we described, have a kav in 2 amas, 2 kav in 8 amas, these other types of products, not just regular peiros, but rather tamar and remind them on the one hand, shumshim on the other hand. So kol elu safek, these are all situations of doubt. Tefik echlito, therefore a person should not take it, because again, we said it's a safek if it's an aveda. And if a person does take it, in lechav lahachas, he does not have to call it out, just like a mitzvah that does not have a simon and you find it, derech hanach, if you take it, then there's no obligation of calling it out. Halachid gimel. Hamaitzei tziburi peiros. Someone finds a pile of produce where the number is a simon. Or he finds produce in a vessel, where whoever gives a simon in the vessel also gets to keep the peiros. Or he just finds a vessel as it is. Sechav l'achas, you have to call it out. Now, let's say matzah kli l'fan peiros. Let's say you find the vessel. Now, the peiros are not in the vessel. Rather, the produce are in front of the vessel. So, hare elu shaloi ha-peiros. In other words, the produce belongs to the one who finds it. Vakli net l'machas, and the vessel, he takes and he calls it out. Why? Shaniyam, because I say, ha-kli shal-achar, the vessel is from someone else, va-peiros shal-achar, and the produce is from someone else. Vare im be-simen, and there's no identifying feature in the peiros. But if it seems indicating that it is from one person, then you would have to call out even the peiros. As Ramakas says, how so? How would you be able to know if the produce belongs to on the vessel or not? So it depends. If the back of the vessel was facing towards the produce, so that's obviously showing that the produce is not from the vessel that's spilled out, because it's not facing that way. It's actually the back of the vessel is towards the peiros. And since the peiros have no simen, so the one who finds it could keep it. It's his. But how you pnei kli lifnei peiros? But if the opening of the vessel was towards the produce, then chayshim, then we're concerned. Shem nekli nishpachu. Maybe it did spill out from the vessel, and therefore the owner of the vessel would also get the peiros. But from how you ganim lakli, but if there is a lip to the vessel, which is a lip that's bent over into the vessel and it prevents the peiros from spilling out. So then even if the opening of the vessel is towards the peiros, hadeil shalai. So it belongs to the one who finds it. Because had they spilled it from the vessel, they would remain inside the vessel because of the lip. So obviously it's not from the vessel. Now how you mix the peiros bakli, but let's say some of the produce was in the vessel and some of it was on the ground, then you have to call it out, where then the owner of the vessel will get even the peiros that are outside the vessel, because that definitely seems to be indicated that it fell out from the vessel. Some are still in, some are out. But someone finds those figs that are spread out to dry out, and he finds these drying out figs on the road, even on the edge of a field, which is where they dry out the figs, and it's evident that it belongs to the owner of the field. Doesn't make a difference. The one who finds it could keep it, because those ketzias are very significant. And the owner constantly and consistently checks at short intervals. And he definitely realizes that after a short time that this was lost, and whoever's going to find it is going to be ready after the owner was miyayish. So the halacha is harei l'shalai, the one who finds it could keep it. And mechein te'en shi noit l'derech, so to be a fig tree that's leaning over the road. V'nimtzu te'enim tachteo, and you find figs beneath it on the road. Mutachis mishum gezel, it's permitted, there's no problem about the isser of stealing, even though you know for sure that the figs are from the owner of the fig tree, because shate'enim v'kayitzbo, because figs and things that are similar to it in its characteristics, im nefilos in the masses, when it falls, plup, it already gets ruined when it falls. Oh, and so too, therefore, there's no problem with stealing, because the owner already gave up hope of it. He was already mafkir it. Ubeturiz mishum maisa, and hence, therefore, it's actually exempt from maisa, like hafker. Avazisim acharuvim, okay, it's them, but regarding olives and carobs and things similar like that, which they're hard and they don't get ruined, at the same time, those are not so significant like ketzias. So the owners don't check right away, and therefore it's possible that he doesn't know that this was lost yet, and therefore it's actually yish lemedas. So the owner was not mafker, so therefore, because it doesn't get ruined, and therefore actually then the halacha is assumed that they actually are forbidden. and it would be considered stealing. Halacha Tazayin, Tamarim Shemashin HaRuach, regarding dates, that are wind-blown dates, the wind blew them off. So Mataris, it's permitted. Why is it permitted? Because Shaba Olim, because the owner from the get-go, he knows that the winds are going to blow the dates from the tree. So Mechal and Mechal Adam is already Meichavit, really was forgiven from it for every single person because he knows that the animals are going to come and eat it because they're very sweet. So he's just like, you know, he's Meichavit. Vezel Chazkasin, and that's the presumed state of any date that you're going to find. But if that tree belonged to minor orphans who are not halachically able to be mechila because they're still minors, then assume they're forbidden because it's all based on mechila, which they don't have. So let's say you know the owner of the field is particular. The hikim makam alanz, you see, he surrounded the area of the tree. I taken makam shiplu bahanavlis, or he prepared a place where these unripe produce that fall from the tree should fall. Actually, look at them until he gathers them. Oh, then Harei Elasurus, then those are forbidden. Shari Gila Daitish Lemochel, he's obviously revealing his intention that he was not Moichel on it, not forgiving on it, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Halacha Yitzayin continues regarding with a evil cat. Chatul Ra, a bad cat. Shaharu Gesekatam, which kills children. So Asla Kaim, it's forbidden to maintain such a cat. And therefore, so to continue the theme of what we said, of Ve'im Boim Shum Gezel, there's no problem over here about robbing. And Ve'im Boim Shum Heshav Aved, there's no obligation of returning this lost cat to the owner. Although there is value in its hide, in its skin. Doesn't make a difference, I'll call him later, but if he finds it, Zachar by Bahargar merits and he kills the cat, Baruch Shalai, and he could keep the skin because this is something that's forbidden for a person to have. Halachit Ches continues with someone finds a dove. So Gazla Nimsa Karab L'Shaybechav, someone finds a dove near a dove cot, which is basically a bird house. And he finds a Batecha Misham Amma within 50 amas of that dove cot. Sarehu Shabala Shabbat, that dove belongs to the owner of that dove cot, because up until 50 amas is how far the doves go from the dove cot. But with Chusel Chamish Mamet, beyond 50 Amos from that Dovkat, now Yerushal Maitzah, then it belongs to whoever finds it, because we presume it's coming from Hefker. Because She'ena Gozal Medadi, Yerushal Chamish Mamet, because generally the doves don't jump more than 50 Amos away. Now, let's say Nitzah Bin Shnei Shevachas, let's say you find this dove between two Dovkats, and it's within 50 Amos of both of them. So Rehu Shokar, if it belongs to the one that's closer. Let's say Mechzim Mechzim, it's 50-50, it's in the middle, and the situation of doubt. So Echleiku, because the Safik, they split it. But when we say this, it's only if the doves of the two dovecots have the same amount of doves in their dovecots. But let's say the doves of one of the dovecots have more doves than the other one, then you go up to the majority, which is the majority of doves are from that one, although it's further away than the other one. Because we go after the halacha of right.